Hello and welcome everyone to Energy Insights with Rocky. Hope you all are doing good and enjoying the beautiful spring season. As for me, I'm multitasking between my work commitments, kids being home, and wrapping up my last elective of the senior executive program at the Wharton School. As you all know, my podcast mainly revolves around topics that are currently gaining momentum in the energy world, more precisely on energy transition and carbon neutrality in the new energy segment. But for this edition, I would like to deviate a little bit and talk about something that is very close to my heart. As I've mentioned multiple times, I'm deeply committed to youth development and mentorship. And I have always underscored on the importance of future-proofing the next generation of leadership by investing in youth and promoting the youth-led perspective. With that background, today I have the honor of welcoming three very enterprising sophomores from Tompkins High School who have been pursuing some interesting and praiseworthy project through FBLA, Future Business Leaders of Americas. So let's quickly dive in to learn more about FBLA from the trio. Hey, Arya, Ben, and Manha, very pleased to host you all, you three, at Energy Insights with Rocky.
Hi.
Hey, I plan to keep it very fluid and maybe ask you a few questions to build the context and takeaways for our aspiring listeners. You guys can take turns answering it, so hope that arrangement is okay with you.
Yes.
And maybe I will title this episode as Empower Young Ambitions Through FBLA. So all good with that too?
Yes.
Okay, so guys, let's just dive in. So Arya, Manha, Ben, tell me more about the FBLA club.
So FBLA, or Future Business Leaders of America, is an extracurricular club on a national level that educates students about their responsibilities and requirements to be an entrepreneur. Within this club, there are multiple different events that focus on different parts of business. Students are able to choose with what end they resonate with and what they enjoy. For example, if a student likes computer science, they're able to choose digital marketing or something within that field. Or if a student enjoys economics and presentation, they can do so. And if not, they can do a testing event. With all this being said, FBLA is extremely helpful in allowing a student to explore different parts of the business world, as well as provide special entrepreneurial experience.
Oh, good to know about FBLA Club. So I see that you talked about different categories, right? So which category of FBLA you guys are representing for? I think you guys are going for state's championship, right?
Yes, that's right. So our group as a whole, we just wanted to focus on the presentation aspect of FBLA. So in particular, we decided to focus on the American Enterprise System Project, in which we're trying to educate our school and community about the effects of the system on entrepreneurs. The free enterprise system is an economic system where the market or the individual themselves determine the prices, products, and services rather than being influenced by strict government control. And it's especially prevalent in the United States. Essentially, businesses are considered private by the government and are able to operate without many restrictions. Other nations could have a different economic system in which limits are put on amounts of how much an item can sell or where they can sell to, but the free enterprise system in the United States does not represent this.
Oh, good to know. So it's like a startup venture, right? Setting your own business.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so a lot of focus on execution, I'm assuming. Why did you choose this particular category? Give me some flavor of this from the lens of entrepreneurship, maybe.
So originally, we didn't have this as our first choice. We went in with the intention of pursuing a financial business plan project, but we realized that the American enterprise system entailed that itself as well as other aspects of business we could build off of. Additionally, the American enterprise system offered a hands-on experience through which we could better educate ourselves and others on such a prominent concept. We also realized that joining this club would allow us to have an opportunity to create our own business, which we are all extremely interested in. Growing up, we always had that entrepreneurial spirit, which is also why I think we all work so well together and found success from our business. This passion that fuels us to work so hard with our business is something that I believe to be truly special and brings our group to the next level.
Great, Ben. So guys, needless to say, every project or initiative we engage in comes up with a set of lessons learned. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm sure you guys would have some specific lessons learned while you manage this enterprise development project. So can you just give me a nugget of that, maybe?
Yeah, there was a lot of lessons learned that we learned through the managing of this project, and especially that of time management and tech communication was key. Being able to communicate with one another on our availabilities, our strengths and weaknesses, as well as any concerns, enforced us to promote an environment where we could align our trajectory with our goals while also being cognizant of time constraints. We also learned how to read our audience throughout our project. We catered to varieties of audiences, our high school peers, young children, adults in our community, teachers, and many other groups. In doing so, we had to understand who we were talking to and how to best cooperate with that particular individual.
Okay, Manhan, that was good to know. I think we'll build on to this tomorrow, okay, the specific question. So do you think programs like this help imbibe early entrepreneurship skills and bring value to address the youth perspective? More from the lens of youth perspective, I would like to hear your thoughts.
100%. I do believe that programs such as FBLA really help initiate an entrepreneurial culture within the youth at a relatively early age, which is immensely valuable. In current society, a business acumen is the basis for many endeavors, and with that, a general sense of what business is and the various facets of it is essentially crucial to a successful foundation for students. Programs like FBLA help students explore the different business paths and work within their respective interests while also being able to facilitate opportunities to compete and showcase their skills.
Okay. So let's dive into the team arrangement, okay? So two girls and a boy in this team. The team is more female dominated for sure. So Ben, I'm sure how you're handling these girls, I don't know. But I'm sure they're keeping you on your toe. But let's keep jokes apart. What makes you guys the best team?
Well, I think, as we said before, we all possess that entrepreneurial spirit and are so involved in running the business that it would be difficult for it to fail. However, I do feel like there are individual skills that made us fit together really well. For example, Manha is really good at connecting with individuals and trying to find opportunities for our group to promote the free enterprise system. Also, she was able to ask the teachers that run the club and other friends that have already done the event about whether the things that we had done made sense or if they would work out. Aria was a huge part of the designing of our project. There's a large trifold that we bring to essentially all of our educational events that contains information on the free enterprise system and its importance. Without her, it would be extremely difficult to make our project visually look appealing and would likely struggle to captivate the audience. Finally, I think that I'm really good at writing the information that the audience would see. I think that I have a way with words and I'm able to construct scripts for speeches and other writing medias that would allow for the audience to understand what is being said and would be intrigued in the project. With these traits, it brought a lot of success in our educational fields and our business.
Yeah, I those thoughts totally resonate with me, Ben, and I truly believe that you guys bring the complementary skill set on the table, and that certainly is one of the biggest precursors for the dream team, right? So you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. So not just conceiving the project concept, but executing the project concept is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
So if you bring in complementary skill sets, then the execution becomes seamless.
Yeah.
With that, let's move on to some other questions and gauge your thoughts on more from the leadership lens. So anything specific from the lens of leadership skills that you would like to add that you learned from this venture? Something that you guys did not had before to start with.
So, as previously mentioned, time management skills is something we struggled as a group with and we will always continue to work towards. Time management is a key component of leadership, as being able to allocate time for all of the tasks while doing it in the most effective but efficient way possible is what makes a leader successful. Before this project really began to pick up the pace, around first semester I would say, we really slacked with doing things in a timely manner, but the aftermath of that allowed us to understand how to manage our time and accordingly plan. However, the biggest thing we took away from this was the fact that all in all, it is a complete learning process. Through the entirety of the project, we will continue to learn and improve ourselves, as that is what builds a leader's mindset, the strive to always do better.
Okay, so I hear more on time management side, right? Lessons learned? Good to know. So a quick time check, guys. We decided that we'll wrap this up in like 12 minutes maximum. So I think we are doing pretty good on time. 9 minutes, 41 seconds. So let's go for another two questions. So I don't know, maybe all of you can chime in or take your turns, totally depends on you. Give me a few quick thoughts, few nuggets on your future goals now for business you envision for yourself. And what is the takeaway or life cycle? Maybe just you can, you know, expand your perspective on one life skill or takeaway that you picked from FBLA project engagement that will support your future enterprise or future goal.
So this project and the FBLA club overall gave us a lot of insight on how businesses are able to operate, especially with using the free enterprise system. In the future, we hope to use this knowledge to improve our ability to work effectively within a real business. One of the things that we have gathered, especially through what the teachers have taught us, is that sometimes interpersonal skills and being able to contribute to a business is more impactful than having a degree from a prestigious school over one that is less popular. The skills that we have learned through making our business and participating in the club will be extremely useful when we graduate college and are able to join a genuine business.
Okay, good to know. Anything to add?
I would just say, like, building off of that, in all, like, FBLA has, like, kind of promoted a business venture within myself. I honestly wasn't very sure that I wanted to do business, but after doing business in, like, extracurriculars, especially through FBLA, I realized that it's such a versatile environment that you can explore whatever you want within that.
Okay. Ben?
Yeah, I think that being able to create your own business is so beneficial to improving your skills. And it's not just like that entrepreneurial skill that you have. There's so many other skills that come into play. I think it's really crucial.
Okay. So before we close out, I mean, any closing remarks from you three to the young generations and leaders like you all?
Well, we just want to emphasize how important it is to explore spaces or topics that you enjoy. All of us are extremely interested in business and decided that joining FBLA would be a great way to explore different parts of the industry. We discovered that there are so many parts of the business than just selling or making goods, and we never would have realized this if we hadn't had made the first step of getting active in the club. If you are a student listening or a parent of a student, then I would strongly recommend exploring clubs or groups around your community or schools that can help boost you or your child's knowledge of enjoyed topics.
Okay, thank you so much, Manha, Arya, and Ben. That was extremely insightful, and I'm sure our young leaders have a lot of takeaways on setting the enterprise, running the execution, and entrepreneurship in general. I wish you great success for your forthcoming States and Nationals Championship. And as closing remarks from my side, I would like to share one mantra with you all. Always remember, winning isn't about finishing at the first place, okay? It's about overcoming obstacles, being adaptable to changes, looking for opportunities to thrive in abrupt situations, and ultimately getting to that finish line. I can see firsthand you three are very much on top of all these things. So just stay focused and enjoy this learning experience. On a side note, dear listeners, the scope of this podcast is strictly for knowledge sharing purposes and not necessarily to provide any advice to the listeners, and not in any way I attract any liability for any inconsistency of the information that I collated and discussed today. So time to wrap up this session. Thank you all to my listeners for trusting me with my opinion. Listeners, I hope today's discussion resonated with you in one way or other. If you are an adult listener, please make sure to share it with your kids, as empowering the youth is the best way to future-proof the leadership. And do write to me at energyinsightswithrocky@gmail.com if you have any further questions for me. More than happy to hear your perspective. Stay happy, healthy, and most importantly, empathetic, as that is what the world needs the most. So with that, time to sign off. Bye. Until we catch up with another insight.